Gina Cusano, give it up for her. She coordinates this ministry. It's been going on for how long now? How many years?
Probably 4 years now.
4 years. And it's the second Monday night of every month, Holy Trinity Church. So we hear about this meal program. We're seeing these pictures, but like, what is it? What do we do?
Yeah, so ABF, among many other churches in the area, partner with a nonprofit organization called Harbor House. And Harbor House provides various resources, and they coordinate a meal every night of the week, all year round. And ABS time to serve is the second Monday of every month at Holy Trinity. And about 40 to 45 guests are fed. And we give a short Bible message and or testimony for about 10 minutes before it's served.
Yeah, talk about a captive audience. They listen, they're ready, and man, when 6:30 hits, you better be done with your message because they're going to eat, right?
Yes,
but and you see some of the pictures. Here's some of the volunteers who have been helping. So there's a couple of ways you get involved. You can do what? You can bring food? How's that work?
Our biggest need is usually for people to prepare part of the meal with easy-to-follow recipes, and you bring it hot and ready to serve at Holy Trinity. Another way is you could be a host. You could serve the food. You can also, if you feel led, to give the 10-minute message or testimonial, and also a big part of it is prayer. So we could always use people to pray.
So four ways to be involved. You can go out to the table today, sign up, because then you'll get an email that reminds you, because sometimes you hear this, you go, did I get that meal program sign up downright? You can just be on the list, and you'll get an email ahead of time so you can go and pick your favorite food that you want to provide, et cetera, right?
Yeah, the meal rotates every time that we do. It's not
so
the same meal. Yeah. Yes, there's a clipboard out at the welcome table, and I'd love to have you sign up so that you can receive those emails.
Gina, thank you so much for your faithfulness. It's one of those kind of hidden ministries. We love you. We love what you're doing. And I think it'd be just so appropriate. We're going to pray for you and for this ministry. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Gina and her vision for this. We thank you that she and Pastor Scott kind of looked into this 4 years ago, and Lord, to see it flourish and see the volunteers who have joy in serving and the people who bring and deliver the food every month, they're so faithful. And I pray that that tribe would increase and that we would get beyond our own comfort of our own homes and be a part of this ministry. So we thank you for what you're doing, whether it's here, across the street, or around the world, for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen.